Most of you don't know me. You just know of me if you're listening to this after finding it on my website. So, as introduction, I'm Lindsay. I'm a coach and I work in the business, life, and leadership arenas. I work with entrepreneurs, mainly women, plus women in the corporate sector and beyond. The entrepreneurial women I work with tend to come to me when they're ready to shift into a higher state of creativity, purpose, and earning. Other working women come to me when they want to experience more fulfillment, ease, purpose, and happiness. I've done talks and seminars many places, including the Hervana Collective, Grace Club Vancouver, Simon Fraser University, SAP Labs Canada, Futurepreneur Canada. I've also appeared on Roundhouse Radio and Breakfast Television. Today we're talking about, if I were to truly own my gifts and talents today, what would I do? How would I show up? What might I say yes to? What might I say no to? How would I take a stand for the value of what I do? We're talking about embracing our gifts and talents today. Why to do it, how to do it, and what can happen when we do. This topic is very personal for me. Each time I talk about it, it asks of me to show up more fully, more boldly, more honestly. I'm on a life mission to have each of us fully own, cultivate, and offer our gifts and talents. Here's why. Like everyone I know, when the pandemic hit, I started asking myself some big questions. To me, it was like, if it's possible that everything could go away, then what have I been building? If I lost everything, what would I regret? That got me thinking about how have I been living? Truthfully, even with all the talks and seminars and clients, all of it, it became very clear to me that I hadn't been fully showing up. I think a lot of people you talk to have met me outside of a professional capacity, outside of a container where I'm coaching or leading or speaking, or even inside of it, will tell you she's friendly, she's kind, she's outgoing. And sometimes it seems like she gets so nervous or experiences such moments of deep self-doubt that her brain stops functioning. That is me. I can lead and underneath be experiencing a storm of self-doubt. I know I'm not alone in this. I think women especially hold back, and men do too. We doubt ourselves. We wonder if we should really go for things. We ask, is what I do really worth it? Am I worth it? What I saw in February 2020 when I looked back on how I had been living the year before was a picture in my head. I saw a pearl-colored chariot with wings being pulled by radiant white horses, with me standing, holding the reins, going, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. Hold back. So that was confrontive. And it was beautiful. Because then I started to ask myself, how do I want to live today? The answer was, show up. That didn't just mean appear. It didn't just mean be present. It meant show up as all of you. It meant be bold, be daring, and be kind and be gentle to yourself. It meant to own, cultivate, and offer my gifts and talents. So I began a year of asking myself every day, if I were to truly own my gifts and talents today, what would I do? How would I show up? What might I say yes to? What might I say no to? How would I take a stand for the value of what I do? 1 year later, on a call with a coach that I'm working with, I was talking about this, how I'd spent the year living in this way, and he asked me, what was the impact? And he got me thinking, what has been the impact? So I sat and did a full review, and I saw this. I did more talks and presentations in 2020 than any of the years before. I got more referrals than any of the years before. I was more present and deeply enjoyed my time with my daughter more than years before. I was a better cheerleader and support person for my husband than I have been in the past. I experienced grace, regular moments where I was deeply in love with regular life and kind of in a bliss state. I had the most significant financial wins for my business. And most of all, I felt more alive. Joseph Campbell, whose work on the hero's journey has deeply impacted my life, said, "I don't believe people are looking for the meaning of life as much as they are looking for the experience of being alive." I feel like I get this quote now. I get that feeling lit up, feeling excited and scared and exhilarated, like we're doing something meaningful. I believe that's when we feel alive. And when all of the questions, what is my purpose? Why am I here? Is this really what I'm meant to be doing? They all get quiet. When we're immersed in the experience of going for something, pursuing a vision that feels right for us, that has us expressing our gifts and our talents, and really going for it, being daring, bold, gentle, and kind. It's like we align with meaning. We get on the frequency of life and we resonate and radiate with the dance of the universe. I realized in my review that each of my clients who've gone on to create more ease, flow, and financial wins for themselves did it through really owning their gifts and talents. We worked on boosting their professional selves. And they grew in their understanding of the value of what they offer. We worked on them taking action, on creating rather than waiting. They freed themselves from holding back on what they can give. We worked on their relationship with money, and they started to see that money is just a piece of paper with ink on it, that their true value is radiant beyond measure. E stopped offering her services to anyone, anytime, whoever they wanted her to, began to pick and choose her clients and tell them how it looked when people worked with her. She signed more clients and made more money than ever before. M went from feeling like she was working all the time and scrambling just to earn enough to saying no to services she used to offer, working with fewer clients in the way she wanted to, and tripled her income. A went from a job that paid enough to a new one with a company run by people she loves at a 50% pay increase. Ness went from a job that was fine to a new one for an over 50% pay increase. Each of these women began to experience more joy. Each of them began to own their gifts and talents. Each of them began to see that things didn't need to feel so hard. I have come to believe that inherent in our quest for meaning is our opportunity to grow into a fuller version of ourselves. Inside our desire for things to be easier is an opportunity to say yes to being more daring. Inside our wish for more money is an opportunity to own the value of what we do. So as you're listening to this talk, my invitation to you is that we bring this into your life, your world right now. I have three questions for you. So my encouragement is that you get a pen and paper. If you don't have one already, put me on pause. I'll be here when you get back. Here's question one. Spend 2 minutes on each of these. Question one, from 0 to 100%, how fully have I been showing up for life? I was at 60% when I started asking myself this question. From 0 to 100%, how fully have I been showing up for life? Question number two. If I lost what I've been building, what would I regret? You'll have 3 minutes for this one. If I lost what I've been building, what would I regret? starting to bring that to a close. Question number three. If I were to own my gifts and talents today, I would fill in the blank. You'll have 3 minutes. If I were to own my gifts and talents today, I would. For example, I'd start looking for corporate sponsors. I would take my training to corporations. I would write my book. These aren't my ideas for me. I'm just giving you a flavor of what's possible. If I were to own my gifts and talents today, I would fill in the blank. Bringing that to a close. And in closing today, I want to return to some key points. Before I do that, my invitation to you is that you say yes. You say yes to what you wrote that you would do if you were embracing your gifts and your talents. I believe that when we do this, we're living our purpose. That we're great, creating the greatest contribution to the planet and the world that's possible, that we are going to experience and do experience more grace, meaning, and receiving in our life. Inherent in our quest for meaning is our opportunity to grow into a fuller version of ourselves. Inside our desire for things to be easier, is an opportunity to say yes to being more daring. Inside our wish for more money is an opportunity to own the value of what we do. As Robert Holden says, our success is a gift to the world. The next level of success always requires a greater level of showing who we really are. So let's do it. Let's say yes to ourselves, or humanity, in the planet. Let's own, cultivate, and share our gifts and talents. And let's do it for the highest good of all.